the Bronx, we had Atlanta, we had New Hampshire. This was so cool. What a great party. We're gonna have so much fun, and we're gonna get to do this all over again in just 2 weeks. So thank you guys for your support. Check us out all over Facebook, Instagram, social media. Call us in. Send us songs that you want to hear, and we'll get them on the radio for you. But again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been a blast.
Love this.
And you know, we can't wait. Bubbles in the think tank, but Chuck's filling in for Bubbles, and I know Chuck's got some great songs coming up. I think he's gonna probably kick off the show with a little driving in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
From Mr. Greg Greenway. So you know what? Let's call it a wrap here for the first Saturday night on the lounge. Woo. Danny, it's been a pleasure.
Yes. My pleasure's all mine.
And you know what? With that, let's call it an end and turn it right over to the think tank.
And it is 11 o'clock, according to that digital clock here at WMFO in Medford. And you're tuned to your freeform station. This is WMFO in Medford. Now, at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're tuned to your freeform station. This is WMFO in Medford. I am not Belinda, but this is still Bubbles in the Think Tank. 2 hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable. Want to do a shout-out to Danny and the crew from the lounge doing a great show here on Saturday night. They've moved from Thursday to Saturday night. Good party night for them. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
And carry on. And we will carry on, too. Belinda's not here, but I am not Belinda. I fill in for Belinda once in a while when she's not here and try my best to fill her shoes. And those shoes are always quite a large thing to fill. Not saying she has big feet, but she's got a lot to fill, and we do our best to fill as we can. So it'll still be 2 hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable. So much silliness you could shake your stick at, and some people have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Belinda is one of them. I am not Belinda, and I am not one of them, but I've been double-dong-daring you now for close to a decade, because we are in 2017, and Belinda came here in 2008, so that's when I discovered her. Bubbles in the Think Tank has been going since 1990 at various other stations, but here in Massachusetts on your freeform station, WMFO in Medford, it has been going on since 2008, and we are in 2017. Oh, what a shock that is. Sometimes these past few weeks have been very shocking. But we are here, and I am. I live nearby the station. That is known to some folks who are familiar with the Not Belinda style of radio. And I'm here with my trusty companion and Facebook operator, lovely Diane, and Solo's here as well. So we'll be chatting it up through her and Solo here at WMFO in Medford with the posse that follows along on the Facebook chat group page. You should join them at the Bubbles in the Think Tank on Facebook if you care to. And although I live close by here, I came from another locale today, so I actually drove here, which for me is a very rare thing. Driving in Massachusetts is not a rare thing, but driving to WMFO is. So I drove here along with Diane, and Solo is here too, although he didn't necessarily drive, but we let him be in the car with us. And so driving in Massachusetts is a thing that happened tonight for me. And we have for you tonight, for your entertainment, we have various free association kind of things. And of course, at midnight or shortly thereafter, there will be the weekly radio obituaries where we pay tribute to those who passed in recent days. That will still be because this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, so that is going to happen. But driving here led me to think of certain other things. I still have to get up on the Spinatron here to get you folks in tune with what we're doing here. But in the meantime, let's get you some music about driving here on your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford.
Highway brought me here from so far away. I only thought on that day was to survive. Especially since I'd have to drive in Massachusetts.
Oh!
What the hell is a rotary? What are these people trying to do to me? I was almost killed by my own courtesy. On the first day I knew I was done. In passing, he cast aspersions on my ancestry. Driving in Massachusetts, driving in Massachusetts, driving in Massachusetts, I'll make it known. I think I'd rather stay at home.
Oh!
Every morning until 9:30, it's an urban demolition derby. The winner lives to try again that night. Oh, and just to make it more of a sport, they leave potholes the size of foreign imports. Taxi driver I've seen puts me to mind of Charles Manson on Halloween. 12 hours in traffic, what a way to go. If you can find a place to park in the snow, if your car hasn't been stolen or towed, you're gonna love that halfway house of the road. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your state song too. And all you got to do to help us make it official is to sing it with us next time it comes around on the guitar. Are you ready? Here we go, dog. Driving in Massachusetts. indented fender. I drive out to Cape Cod for the last part of June. Leave the city by 10 and you're there in the late afternoon. On the way, there's a village called Marion that you pass through. The first time I approached it, I'll always remember the sign that came into view. It said, entering Marion, and I thought, what a fun little sign. But the feeling of entering Marion had a kick that was hard to define. A rapturous rush, a physical flush, chills up and down the spine. For the few minutes I was in Marion, all Massachusetts was mine. Well, you know how it is. Got to be an annual thing. First blush of summer, the event that would start each vacation off with a bang, was entering Marion. 3 marvelous minutes of bliss. How I loved entering Marion with her magic municipal kiss. Then one year, who knows why, I decided to try a new route. So I got out my map and I traced one I thought was a beaut. After driving all morning, I came to the top of a hill, where a sign stood before me that promised a new kind of thrill. It said, entering Beverly, which was lovely and not overbuilt. And the pleasure of entering Beverly far outweighed any feelings of guilt. I could say I'm contrite, but it wouldn't be right, for the truth is that later that day, I found myself entering Sharon. It was there, so was I, we enjoyed it, hey, what can I say? By the next year, I'd try any route just for novelty's sake. I was cursed with a thirst that no single township could slake. The wheel I looked calm, but inside I was running amok. When a sign in the road dead ahead sent me straight into shock. Entering Lawrence, my God, I was out of control. And I'd no sooner finished with Lawrence than boom, I was entering Lowell. Then I backtracked and re-entered Lawrence, then Quincy and Norton as well. Around midnight I pulled into and flop in a flea bag motel. I slept fitfully in my clothing and awoke in a pool of sweat and self-loathing, lying there feeling lower than Carrion. A name came clear as a clarion. I jumped in my car, and before very far, I was entering Marion. How totally wonderfully great, how grand to be entering Marion after tramping all over the state. Every sleaze bucket burb, every tryst by the curb had really just helped me to find. I'm happiest entering Marion. I guess I'm the Marion kind. Oh yes, I'm the Marion kind.
So who was that? That was John Foster. He was a Tom Lear wannabe with his song Entering Marion. Oh, but this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm not Belinda, and we're not supposed to tell you these things because you're all following along on the web anyway. All of you in the posse at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But there are some of you who are just listening on the radio. So for those of you who aren't in the Facebook chat group and following along online with what we're doing with the playlist live, I could tell you that was John Foster with his song Entering Marion from his Big Times in a Small Town album. And I can also tell you behind me right now is continuing with that local theme, as everything in that set was Massachusetts-based. We have a new CD from Stellwagen Symphony. They are a Cape Cod-based band. And they just released this new CD called Moments From Now. And this track is called Bleacher Seat. Instrumental. The whole album is instrumental. And I usually like using instrumental music when I speak on the radio. I know Belinda does not do that, but I am not Belinda. And so I'm spreading my wings a little bit, as you might say, to inject some of my own style into this Bubbles in the Think Tank craziness, silliness, lots of silliness that we do here on your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford. And we are going to do the best we can to continue with such silliness, because we can use a little silliness in our lives these days, these weeks, these past 3 weeks, which seem like an eternity. The last time I did the show was just after the election, and in the Radio Obits, we did the obituary to America. Some of you may recall doing that at that time. But now this is this time, and the wheels of death have rained on us, but we don't want to get so morbid. We want to keep it light and lively and silly, because that's what we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And so we'll go back in time a little bit and hear something that's silly. And it's from the 70s. And I don't know how many of you are going to know this one, because it was pretty obscure back then. But it's from an album called Scoops Last News Show. This is a band known as Energy Crisis, and they are joined with the Swami from Miami. And I'll let them take it from here while I get it up there in our Spinitron, so those of you online can follow along with some of the details here at WMFO in Medford.
Everybody everywhere, and all sentient beings, welcome. Welcome to the last news show. Hello, I'm the Swami from Miami, and I'm here to remind you that everything you are about to hear is just another roll on that old rock of ages. Acha.
Now late in the final century, the last of the Western empires is on the verge of collapse. Capitalism and other rituals of the flesh are having their last moments as Judeo-Christian civilization approaches the end of days. Everything is as it was now, only you are here. Got the shivering.
Eek. Eek. The cosmic eek. connects everything on the material plane. Economy. Ecology. America. And the free eeks. Eek?
When we were talking, we said, well, there is a new curse word. And we say, no trumping way.
Good evening. Now that most of the major witnesses in the Watergate phase of the Senate committee hearings on campaign practices have been heard, the time has come for me to speak out about the charges made for the American people. I shall not attempt to deal tonight with the facts. My effort throughout has been to hide the facts. On May 22nd, before the major witnesses had testified, I issued a detailed statement addressing the charges that had been made against the president. My statement has been contradicted by every witness in a position to know the facts. And I state tonight, I had prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I took part in subsequent cover-up activities. I engaged in illegal campaign tactics. On September 12th, at a meeting that I held with the cabinet, the senior White House staff, and a number of legislative leaders, Attorney General Kleindienst reported on the investigation. He told us it had been the most extensive cover-up since the assassination of President Kennedy. I relied on the best law enforcement agencies in the country to cover up the truth. I believed they had done so, just as they believed they had done so. Turning now to the basic issues which have been raised by Watergate, I stand for excessive partisanship, for enemy lists, for efforts to use the great institutions of government for partisan political purposes. The institutions of government must be used against the people. Those who insisted on the old restraints must be punished, brutally suppressed, shouted down, or even physically assaulted. If there are laws we disagree with, let us work to change them. But let us not obey them until they are changed. Many have urged that in order to help prove the truth of what I have said, I should turn over to the special prosecutor and the Senate committee recordings of conversation that I held in my office or on my telephone. However, the tapes implicate the president personally in the illegal activities that took place. If I were to make public these tapes, no one would want to speak to me. Thank you, and good evening.
A reporter once asked the great Gandhi, "What do you think of Western civilization?" The great Gandhi answered, "I think it would be a good idea."
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship. You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth. You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests. I know this is hard for you Americans to imagine, but please try.
Good. Hello, listeners. We're back. We're still It's All in Your Head FM. Dr. Oslo Norway here. Sorry for that interruption. Welcome back to the final hour of It's All in Your Head FM. Now, under new management. You're listening to It's All in Your Head FM. We're all Mohammeds now.
God is perfect. God is perfect.
Assalamu alaikum.
God is perfect. God is perfect. God is perfect. God is perfect.
Islam. Islam.
Assalamu alaikum.
God is perfect.
Islam.
God is perfect.
Assalamu alaikum.
Islam. The five pillars were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad in the Arabian desert 600 years after the birth of Christ and recorded in the Quran. Now, a fifth of the world's human beings are Muslim.
Allah is powerful and great.
Was isolated really for almost 800 years. In the desert, you have either day or night, you have cold or hot. You don't have these shades. Even the music is only one string. And that has kind of polarized the way of thinking. It's either black or white. It's either you're with me or against me.
God is perfect. God is perfect. God is perfect. God is perfect.
Every single fundamentalist movement that I've studied in Judaism, Christianity, is in Islam, is convinced that modern secular society is the enemy of religion and wants to wipe it out. So they feel that they're fighting. Maududi certainly felt was that Muslims were fighting with their backs to the wall against a hideously powerful force, and that they must exert all their efforts to counter this great threat to religion.
Muslims are haunted by texts, the greatest text of all being Quran, then the other text is Hadith, which is all written. Then we have the Sharia, then we have the Fiqh, and we have an attitude towards that text. It is a very controlled attitude. We call it tafsir, we call it exegesis, we call it commentary, and the fuqaha, the religious scholars, have the right to actually comment on it. We also are very keen on certainty. Now, not many Muslims can handle uncertainty, doubt, and even questioning whether God even exists. Now, one of the great Islamic scholars, Al-Ghazali, did ask that question back in the time of the height of Islamic civilization. And I agree with Dada, somewhere or other, we've got fossilized. We've got to think about epistemology, the way we know things, how we know things. We've got to think about even engaging with philosophy. We've actually sidelined philosophy for theology. And we need to rethink those things in terms of identity in the modern world. Now, we must be careful, 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 careful.
We all are in this cultural trance. All fundamentalism in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam is becoming more extreme right now. And we're almost getting what I would call post-fundamentalist groups, people who believe they're going beyond the fundamentalism that erupted so strongly during the 1970s into a new, more desperate phase. And I think something like this is happening here.
Allah is powerful.
I would rather we have an Islamic government. Basically, Islam is a way to organize life. I believe in any country which practices Islamic teachings as God had sent it down to us, we wouldn't have any problems, really.
much more than beasts and men. Allah alone is Lord of all. And so, the story ends.
Bagasi. In the way of God, those enemies, and seek to be killed for my sake, I will grant you something called Shahada.
We are still victimized by a certain kind of culture based on the charisma.
You become martyr.
The savior.
Martyrdom is what you want.
The redeemer.
Do the effort.
The one-man show.
Clean your intention.
The one party.
Go forward, never look backward.
The one opinion.
Make sure you have nothing left behind you to think about or to cry for.
On the charisma.
And fight the name of God.
The savior, the redeemer, the one-man show,
the man who denies Islam,
the one party, the one opinion, the charisma.
Have you seen the man who denies Islam? Have you seen the man who denies Islam?
You infect my world with your presence.
There is no doubt Muslims believe that God does want human beings to surrender to His will.
God is perfect, so we can say Islam is perfect because God is perfect.
And therefore, those who have not surrendered themselves to God's will are seen as opponents, if you will, to God.
If anybody said anything different than the Quran have to win because the Quran is the word of God Almighty.
In Christianity, in Judaism, their creed or their aqidah doesn't make the clearest sense.
Whenever the word Jew appeared in Quran, I always thought they are the people who have been cursed by God.
These guys had the message and they faltered. You've got the message now, don't falter with it.
I start hating the Jews. What?
It's almost as, like a sort of nihilism here, as though fundamentalism is moving into what we call an antinomian phase. Antinomian phase. It means that you ignore all law and sort of trample on all values. If you are killing and massacring thousands of innocent people, you've lost all sense of law. And in various moments of history, when people are feeling extremely desperate, this religious extremism, and there are various examples of this in the past, can tip over into a complete nihilism, where all law, even your sacred religious law, is something that you trample on in your desire to get to a new phase.
What is happening to this radio show? 10 minutes of negative land can really mess up your mind. It doesn't seem very silly, but they are silly, actually, in the way they present their material. It's All In Your Head FM. A live performance from the Middle East. That is the Middle East Club in Cambridge, not the Middle East in the heart of Islam, which in the heart of Islamic culture, which you may have gathered from the way they were presenting that piece. We're all Muhammad's now, is the name of that particular track. But we're supposed to be silly here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Some fine, silly, happy jazz coming from the local band Sarkestra behind me right now. This is from their brand new CD, 107. We'll bring it to the foreground and let the mellowness seep in for a little while before the show goes completely to the dogs. It's your Freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. I am not Belinda.
Doggy in the window. doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? Is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Chance, the doggy door is open, the gate was left unlatched. Fifi pulled the trigger, she's moving in a blur. Now she's on the boulevard, a streak of poodle fur. Well, Tweety took a powder, Twinkie quit the show. She's tired of the spotlight, she's giving up her bow. She caved to canine pressure, now she's with the pack. She's running with the poodle, she's never going back. Poodles in the wild, up and down the boulevard, bitches looking styled. Poodles in the wild, bar the doors and windows, poodles in the wild. They're digging in your garden, they're pooping in your yard. They're pulling up your tulips and Bodie's standing guard. Bodie, he's their leader, he's the alpha male. He's cut his English saddle, he's got his choice of tail. Well, now a little circus stops the boulevard. Twinkie's doing somersaults and Fifi's on a ball. Pippin's dancing sideways, she gives her tail a whack. But while you were distracted, Bodie stole your bag. Poodles in the wild, up and down the boulevard, bitches looking styled. Poodles in the wild, bar the doors and windows, poodles in the wild. They're holed up in the canyon, they sleep there every night. Their fur is thick and matted, it's such an awful sight. But if you listen closely, the sound can cover miles. You'll hear the distant calling of poodles. Yip, yip, yip. Poodles in the wild. Poodles in the wild, poodles in the wild. Up and down the boulevard, bitches looking styled. Boulevard, bitches looking style. Poodles in the wild, poodles in the wild. Bar the doors and windows, poodles in the wild.
Oh. Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I had many a dog. My favorite dog was always a spaniel. There's three kinds of spaniel dogs. There's the water spaniel, the cocker spaniel, and the Springfield spaniel. and they've all got different qualifications. You can't be calling it by the wrong kind of spaniel. You gotta know the qualifications. Know which spaniel it is. A spaniel was always my favorite kind of dog, and my father's favorite too. But we kept all kinds of dogs. We had a British bulldog, and we had a mongrel who we named Bruno because he was brown. Bruno means brown in German. See, my family always had a dog. We always kept a dog. Growing up, it was always Spaniels that I liked the best. But I liked other dogs too. I even kept one of those big German police dogs for some guy. He asked me if I'd keep him for a while, but then he never came back for him. I liked that dog. I liked that dog fine. But my favorite dog was a Spaniel. Spaniel, Cocker Spaniel, Springfield Spaniel too. Know the qualifications. Water Spaniel, Cocker Spaniel, Springfield Spaniel too. Spaniel, Springfield Spaniel 2. Water Spaniel, Cocker Spaniel, Springfield Spaniel 2. Know the qualifications. Water Spaniel, Cocker Spaniel, Springfield Spaniel 2. Know which spaniel it is.
When Lolabelle went blind, Elizabeth decided it was time for her to learn piano. So he set up some keyboards on the floor and she would run over and turn them on and start to play. Lolabelle played every day for 2 years and she got reasonably good. She was trained with a little clicker that Elizabeth used. She also played more experimental music, and she used some of the same programs and samples that I use. She also did a lot of benefit concerts for other animals and for various animal rights organizations. also made a Christmas record, which was pretty good. One of my favorite paintings is by Goya, and it doesn't look like his other work at all. It's a huge gold void. Except at the bottom, there's a little dog, and you see only his head, and he seems to be climbing a steep hill, or maybe swimming by himself in a gold ocean.
Faithful. street with this highway's feet, stopping now and then, and he'll stop again. No doubt in his mind where he's going. He doesn't care for his hair or his teeth, and if the truth were known, he's a bit of a thief. Innocently lies and it's showing.
Story now. I'm gonna tell you a little story about the dogs in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know what? I live in a neighborhood where the dogs run free. I live on a street where I can walk outside on my porch any morning and I can see the dogs of Somerville, Massachusetts. I can see them as they are running to work. And you know, I'll tell you something about these dogs. Some of these dogs are still wearing hard hats. Those are the blue-collar dogs. But things are changing in my neighborhood. A lot of the dogs are going back to school to get their pedigrees. They're shaving their whiskers. They're wearing color-coordinated coats. Some of them won't even wear fur. Oh, yes. These are the dogs in my neighborhood. They're macho. And yet, they are sensitive. And they have a little tune that they sing as they're coming down the street and round the corner. Now, I want to sing that song to you now. And while I'm singing, I want you to imagine that you, too, are the dogs of Somerville. Imagine that you see the world from about a foot and a half off the ground. Imagine that it's Tuesday, because Tuesday is garbage day in Somerville and the world smells like heaven. And imagine, if you will, that you can scratch your ear with your foot. Yeah, doesn't that feel good? Yeah. And as you come around the corner and down the street, you sing a little song. It's oh so sweet, and it goes like this. Ooh, it goes. We are the macho dogs of Somerville, USA. Sniff and we fight and we play. We frighten all the kitty cats every time we say, you better bow wow out of our way. You better be gone. You better bow wow out of our way. Oh, oh, oh. We are the macho dogs of Somerville, USA. We sniff and we fight and we play. We frighten all the kitty cats every time we say, you better bow wow out of our way. You better be gone. You better bow wow.